Hello everybody, welcome to this podcast. This is Roots and Culture, and for today we are going to continue with the segment about musical and political perspectives. Doing that, we're going to explore this album that is called Renegades. It's the fourth studio album by American rock band Rage Against the Machine. We are going to go and explore behind the lyrics, and we're going to talk a little bit about the political references that we can find during the songs. Doing that, we're going to have a playlist from this album with different songs. For example, we're going to have Kick Out the Jams, Down the Street, Microphone Fend, Down on the Street, Renegades of Funk. Those are some of the songs that we are going to include on our playlist. And it's important to mention that it's not just about this album, about this band, because when we refer to this album, Renegades, we have to, as well, we have to talk about different artists, such as Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, Afrika Bambaataa. Doing that, we are going to be exploring a little bit some political perspectives. This is the fourth studio album by American band Rage Against the Machine. The album was recorded during April and September 2000, but was released on December 5th by Epic Records. It was almost 2 months after their breakup. So right now we're going to listen the first two songs. We're gonna listen the original song and we're gonna listen the cover included on this album, Renegades. After that, we're gonna have our first segment when we're gonna be referring to some political issues. And the first song is gonna be Renegades of Funk, the original one by Afrika Bambaataa. And then the cover including this Renegades album, Renegades of Funk, and this time by Rage Against the Machine. You will feel the difference a little bit on the background music. The lyrics are similar, and we're gonna discuss a little bit that. So right now, let's go with music. Let's listen Renegades of Funk. This is the podcast, Renegades of Funk, Musical and Political Perspectives, Roots and Culture.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
These are the lyrics on our podcast, Renegades of Funk. We just had the song Renegades of Funk by Afrika Bambaataa, the original one, and also we listened the cover by Rage Against the Machine, including in the album Renegades. And that's what we are talking about a little bit. And let's go straight to the political perspectives, because when we find some information, when we are looking for information about, first of all, the artwork made for this album, Renegades, we find that the album, the cover art, is a parody of the pop artwork Love by Robert Indiana, with the word love replaced with rage. The album shipped with four different versions of the cover, either red lettering with black and either blue or green background, or with the red and black switch. The album packaging also includes a poem by Josh Koppel. Also, the artwork ends with a photograph of an American $1 bill, and this is when the political perspectives start. There is a photograph on the artwork of an American $1 bill with the message, "You are not slave. You are not a slave." This is how they express their political perspectives, the rage against the machine. And now when we go through to the song and we go behind the lyrics, well, this was a cover. It was recorded on the song on its cover album Renegades. In addition to lyrics by Afrika Bambaataa, the song features a percussion interpolation of the incredible Bongos band's piece Apache and riffs from Gonna Raise Hell. Also the video, when you go to YouTube, when you check the video, this video about Renegades of Funk by Rage Against the Machine, the video was directed by Steven Murashi and was a montage of the film stock footage clips. As the band had broken up when the video was released, the content consists mostly on funk and hip-hop music and events of the civil rights movements. The content, it was like a mix of Los Angeles Phantom Street artist Joe Krebs, spray paintings of his infamous outline silhouettes of figures mixed with media stills of individual. The song implies are renegades. For example, we have a long list, but most of them, the ones that are considered renegades, are, for example, Chief Sitting Bull. He's the leader of the Hunk Papa Sioux. Also, we have a Martin Luther King, an activist, Malcolm X, the national spokesman for the National Nation of Islam. We have Muhammad Ali. Also, we have a group of poets and musicians that are called Last Poets, and they were agreed with the civil rights movement. Also, some people consider as renegades. We have James Brown, Curtis Mayfield, or DJ Kool, Grandmaster Flash, of course, Afrika Bambaataa, DJ Bronx, community leader, and the artist who wrote the song. More people include as renegades Mumia Abu-Jamal, Ernesto Che Guevara, Angela Davis, activist and Black Panther, Rigoberta Menchú, human rights activist, and the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Cesar Chavez, co-founder of the United Farm Workers. The list is going on. Run DMC, we have Ice-T, a lot of people, Beastie Boys, those are included as the renegades for Afrika Bambaataa or for Rage Against the Machine. Now let's talk a little bit about the original version of these Renegades of Funk. It was released in 1983. Of course, the songwriter Afrika Bambaataa, and is included on the album Planet Rock. Planet Rock, the album, the song Renegades of Funk. A beautiful song, not just for the lyrics, because on the lyrics you can feel, you can listen, you can understand what the political views are behind the person that is writing or singing the song. And with this, we want to just express our admiration for this way of expressing a political view just with the music. You don't need to break or to go and hit a person just to express your opinion. Just you go with the music, and that is something beautiful with the music. So this is Renegades of Funk, the first song that we had on this segment on our podcast. And now let's go with more music. Let's go with the next two songs included on this podcast. The second set of songs are gonna be Kick Out the Jams, the original one by the Presidents of the United States of America. Then the cover that the Rage Against the Machine, they include on this album, Renegades. Kick Out the Jams. After that, we go with Down on the Street. Down on the Street, the original version. And the cover included on this album, Kick Out the Jams, Down on the Street. Then we're going to have our second segment continue with this line of musical and political perspectives. This is Renegades of Funk and Roots and Culture. Back on the segment, we just had two songs included on the album Renegades. We had Kick Out the Jams, that is by MC5, a song from 1969, and we also had Down on the Street by Iggy Pop in 1970. Those two songs were included on this album Renegades in order to highlight how much the Rage Against the Machine do they like those two artists, Iggy Pop and MC5. Now we are going to last two songs that we select on this playlist for our podcast Renegades. We are going to have Street Fighting Man and we are going to have How I Could Just Kill a Man. Let's talk a little bit about these two songs before we listen those two. And for example, How I Could Just Kill a Man is a song by Cypress Hill. It was recorded in 1991, and there is important information when we explore this song, because it is by Cypress Hill, and that is an important fact about this song. Once in an interview, Be Real state that the lyrics to this song were inspired by his family being held at gunpoint in their apartment when he was younger. The song deals with the anger that comes from something like that happening. Related to that, we want to say that it is hard for us to understand how can you kill just a person, a woman, a kid, any human being. And that is something that is really difficult for us to understand, but it's what we are living on. For example, right now in Colombia, up to today, this year, 2018, there have been 100, almost 140 people killed. Specific social activists, people who is defending human rights, most of them are workers, are farmers, men, women. They have been killed by different groups related to this, like we could say civil war that we have here in our country. So everything that we want to say is expressed on this song, is expressed on this title. How can I just kill a man or a human being? That is something that the Rage Against the Machine, they want to express as well with a hard noise, hard music, hard guitars on the cover that they include on this album, Renegades. And Street Fighting Man is a song that is included on the album Beggar's Banquet. It is from 1968, and there are two important facts about this song, this specific song. For example, it was written about Tariq Ali after he attended a 1968 anti-war rally at London's US embassy, during which mounted police attempted to control a crowd of 25,000. He also found inspiration, we are talking about Mick Jagger, who was the writer of this song. He also found inspiration in the rising violence among students rioters on Paris' left bank, the precursor to a period of civil unrest in May 68. As we know, that period of time, 68, 69, that was like with a lot of activist movement involved. And also Mick Jagger, on an interview with Rolling Stone, he explained about this song that it was a direct inspiration because, by contrast, London was very quiet. It was very strange time in France, but not only in France, but also in America because of the Vietnam War and these endless disruptions. I thought it was very good thing at the time. There was all this violence going on. I mean, they almost stopped the government in France, and De Gaulle went into his complete funk as he had in the past, and he went to sort of lock himself in this house in the country. Something that Jagger was explaining about the song, and that was in London, but then when the song was in Chicago in the US, there is another like critical reception about the song. It was about the fact that it was released a week during the week of the violent confrontations between the police and anti-Vietnam war protesters the same year, 68, Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Worried about the possibility of the song inciting further violence, Chicago radio stations refused to play the song. This fact was much to the delight of Mick Jagger, who stated, "I'm rather pleased to hear they have banned the song. The last time they banned one of the records in America, it sold a million." Jagger said he was told they thought the record was subversive, to which he snapped, "Of course it's subversive. It's stupid to think you can start a revolution with a record. I wish you could." Also, Keith Richards, he was talking something about the song into the debate when he said that the fact a couple of radio stations in Chicago banned the record just goes to show how paranoid they are. At the same time, they were still requested to do live appearances, and Richards said, "If you really want us to cause trouble, we could do a few stage appearances. We are more subversive when we go on a stage." Something about the song Street Fighting Man that was included as well on this album Renegades. Talking about that is when people has the need to go and fight or defend what they believe is right. Here in our context in South America, that is happening a lot during these times. In Colombia, during these weeks, we have been experienced that because people from education, universities, schools, teachers, students, they have been on the streets fighting for what they want is right for education, like better conditions for everybody who is involved in education, even for the students, for parents, and for workers, for teachers. So now let's go with these two songs, Street Fighting Man and How I Could Just Kill a Man. Those are the, for us, the most important songs included on this album, due to the fact their political issues, the political background behind those two songs. So this is the podcast for today, Renegades. We are talking about Renegades, musical and political perspectives, the podcast Roots and Culture. Stay tuned and stay connected. This was Renegades, our segment for today in this podcast, Roots and Culture. We were listening to the album self-titled Renegades by Rage Against the Machine, an album from 2000, where we can find not just musical references, but also from literacy, from different perspectives. We had, talking about music, we had Kick Out the Jams, Renegades of Funk, we had How I Could Just Kill a Man Down on the Street, The Street Fighting Man. Those were the songs playing during this segment in our podcast. And this is what we do. We promote the use of English as a second language, and we do it with music. We explore a little bit musical and political perspectives. So if you want to explore a little bit more about these renegades on music, on literacy, on films, we recommend you to explore a little bit reference, for example, Martin Luther King, biography, books, Malcolm X, as well in music, Grandmaster Flash, Afrika Bambaataa, DJ Kool, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Rigoberta Menchú, César Chávez. Those were some renegades. They rebelled against the system, against what is established. That is what we do. We promote the use of English with music. We propose a topic. We propose an album, a band, and then we talk a little bit about that. That is Roots and Culture. Thank you for being there. Stay tuned. Stay connected.